David just said it was some parts was 4 inches.
Yeah, that's really a lot.
And you don't read them.
How about the center of a peach? What do you call that? The hard center of a peach.
But we call that the peach seed. Some people call it the kernel, but we always call that the seed too, just like we did the plum seed. And so
if the peach meat sticks to the seed, what do you call that?
That's what they call the pressed peach, and the one that whenever it gets ripe, you take a knife and cut in there, and it'll all come and leave the seed clear. That's what they call a clear seed. Now this other one is where the meat sticks to the seed. They call that a pressed meat.
Oh yeah. What are some beans, like maybe beans that you grow that don't have to be shelled? That you can eat, just cook?
Well, we call that snap beans.
Snap beans?
That's right.
And are there any other kinds?
Well, you have a snap bean, that's the regular bean, and you can let them get matured enough, and you have to shell them then to eat them. And we have we have what we call the butter bean. We got both kinds of that. We got the speckled butter bean and the white one. And then we have another.
Well, those
one
are beans that do have to be shelled, right?
That's
like the butter beans.
The butter beans, you have to shell them because what we call the snap bean, you need that the hull and all if you get it whenever it's tender. But after it gets tough, well, you have to shell it down. Just eat the bean there. Just the bean.
What would you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be cooked and eaten?
Well, we always call it the leaves, turnip top or leaf in the wood.
And it's the same thing for beets.
Same thing for beets. I've never tried to eat no beet top, but I've talked with a good many people that did eat them. They said they're all right, and you can get them whenever they're tender enough.
Do beets grow around here?
They'll grow here. They don't grow too good, but you can grow them. Mm-hmm.
What would you call corn that you just shuck and is cooked and eaten with your hands?
Well, that's what we call a roasted ear.
Roasting?
Yeah, that's right.
And how about, what would you call a small animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it runs along the ground and it's got light brown with dark brown stripes on its body? It's a little, it's only about this big. It has a bushy tail, kind of, and it has a light brown stripes with a dark brown stripe down its back.
We don't have any of them here, but further up the country, they call them, don't they call them woodchuck or something?
Woodchuck.
I believe that's what they call them, woodchuck. Yeah, well, we got what we call a ground worm that runs under the ground. They make tunnels and run under the ground. We call that a ground worm, but he's only real large one, is only about that long. They're about the size, a house old rat is.
Yeah.
About their body is about that size, but the ground won't get very long.
But you don't have any little animals here that sort of have light and dark brown stripes?
I don't remember.
They store nuts, they store nuts in their cheese. Sort of like a squirrel does, but they're smaller.
We don't have any of them that